Hi everyone! Surprise! And welcome to a new episode of Surprise Guest with Pia Arcangel, where we try and promise that each and every episode will take you by surprise and each conversation will bring you places we never thought we'd go. So that's how it is pag hindi mo alam kung sino ang iyong magiging guest dahil syempre hindi natin alam kung saan mapupunta ang ating conversation. So as always, I will be receiving a whole bunch of clues para malaman kung sino ang ating surprise guest for today. First clue. Ay, wow. Oh, it's a poem. Yung paraan ng pagtingin mo sa akin, Tinagalog na pamagat ng iyong awitin. Isa ka sa singer na hinahangaan talaga sa Pilipinas, sa Southeast Asia, tulad ng Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, at Indonesia. I think I know who this might be. Kasi ang alam kong singer na sikat sa ibang bansa, na syempre sikat din dito, no? Pero sikat sa ibang bansa. My guest is Christian Bautista. Is our surprise guest today Christian Bautista?
Is
yes!
It?
Hi, Christian! Hello!
Hi! Thanks for having me. Surprise!
Oh, yay! What a wonderful surprise. Thank you for surprising us. You know, I had to pause. I was a little nervous because hindi ako sure dun sa Tinagalog na pamagat ng iyong awitin. Hindi ko na-gets yun.
Well, first, hindi ako yung nagbigay ng clue.
Okay.
Pero I think it's because of the first line.
Ah, the way you look at me.
Yeah.
I get it. Kasi yung paraan ng pagtingin, oo nga, yung paraan ng pagtingin mo sa akin, the way you look at me, okay, hindi ko kinonect yung dalawa. Buti na lang sinabi niya na sikat ka sa ibang bansa. Alam mo, Christian, it's true na whenever they say Filipino singer na kilala sa ibang bansa, you're the first person talaga to come to mind. Ever Ooh. Since before, ha? As in, ever since your career started, nagulat ka ba with your fame in other countries?
Medyo na-overwhelmed to begin with. Kasi hindi ko akalain na magiging ganun pala ang destiny ng aking buhay. At naalala ko nga yung first time na sinabi nila na, oh, you're going to Indonesia kasi magpo-promote ka doon kasi yung kanta mo kilala doon. And this was before Spotify, Apple Music, digital streaming. So medyo ang mga kaba ko kilala ba talaga ako doon? Matatypan ba nila ako? O mahihirapan ba ako? Pero when I sang there, ang galing nga ng strategy, nilagay nila agad ako sa all-girls school event. So para siguro mas madali lang konti. So pagdating ko doon, alam naman nila yung song, nakikanta naman sila at I felt very welcome agad. And the rest was history.
Wow. Sabi mo nga, this was pre-Spotify, pre-streaming. When you found out na, sabi mo, you were surprised, di ba? But when you got there and saw it, you know, for real, happening na tinitilian ka dun sa mga events mo, did it sink in pa rin right away or kailangan makailang balik bago mag-sink in?
Nagkaroon na ako ng little taste or a vision of what the next few years of my life will be, and I know na kailangan mag-dedicate ako ng a lot of time and effort because also now the demand and the responsibility is bigger. So medyo na-stress ako ng konti. pero and then na-enjoy ko naman kasi nakita mo agad yung love and support ng fans.
Kasi diba kanina we mentioned Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia. Equal ba yung pagpunta mo dun sa mga countries na yun? Or parang meron kang mas binabalikan kesa sa isa?
Mas Indonesia talaga. Talaga. Up to now, I go there for different kinds of shows. And ang napapansin ko sa Indonesians, talagang kapit sila kung kapit. Talagang they stay with you for a long time.
Oh, wow. So that must have been a pleasant surprise.
Yes, it was definitely a pleasant surprise.
Have you lost count na how many times you've been back to you've been to Indonesia?
Yes, I have lost count for the past 20 years. Pero I can look at all my visas. It's somewhere here.
So parang honorary Indonesian ka na rin. Does this mean also parang you're familiar already with the language? I'm sure meron ka ng mga lines na kabisado para pag nag-show ka or nagko-concert ka doon.
Yung mga pangkilig lang, like I love you, ako chinta ka mo. Tapos this next song is Lagu Ini Untuk Mo, is for you. Thank you, terima kasih. Pero I really, 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 really should learn it formally, which I should.
Do you see the similarities between Pinoy culture and Indonesian culture?
Yes, we both love definitely music, entertainment, the food, gathering together. Marami, marami.
Kasi syempre, not all our local singers have an international fan base. How do you make it work for you? Kasi parang kailangan the music you come out with, it caters both to Pinoys and your fans abroad.
Yeah, so English really helps kasi Indonesia also has a big English-speaking community. Pero it came to a point na rin na I had to sing songs in the Indonesian language. For example, Jose Marichan's Please Be Careful With My Heart, na duet. Nakipag-duet ako sa isang artist doon, Bunga Chitra Lestari. It became Tatapla Di Hatiku. And we became good friends.
You had the song translated.
Yes, so obviously it took a bunch of translators, experts. It won't be the exact translation, pero it also did very well. We toured Indonesia also because of that song. And up to now, it's being requested sa weddings din.
Wow, talaga. Siguro may routine ka na. Would you consider it like somehow a second home sa dami ng beses na nakapunta ka na doon?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, as in, I should buy real estate there. Parang gano'n na siguro.
Oo, mabili ka na ng ano,
dapat
no,
bumili
ng
ako 20 years ago. Actually, mali eh, no? Dapat 20 years ago, bumili ako ng real estate doon.
Teka, sabi mo kanina, meron ka mga friends na artists in Indonesia, ganyan?
Mm-hmm.
So sila yung mga, kumari, mga All Out Sundays stars nila? Yun yung mga friends mo doon?
You know what? Meron silang mga variety shows. I don't know now, pero before, pwede ka talagang lumipat-lipat eh. Hindi masyado close. Indonesia is so big. It's a 200 million plus population. Biggest archipelago in the world. So, parang hindi ko pa nga naikot lahat eh. You don't really need a regular show per se. You just need to really guest in all to put the word out na you have a single and then tour. Or, yun, do movies or may teleserye din, obviously. Pero, mas talk show, game show, comedy show, and then music. Mas ganun. Yung variety show nila. Hindi lang pure music.
I have a question. Did you ever consider living abroad?
For relocating? How long? Just to follow up. Sa tingin mo, like years?
No, as in relocating. Yeah, for years. Ganyan.
It may have crossed my mind na kung merong opportunity na malakas. There was a time I stayed in Indonesia for 3 months. May time na sa Singapore, I stayed in for three months. I mean, kung biglang si David Foster tumawag, di ba? O magtutour tayo. alis po muna ako ng isang taon. Pero syempre nakapaalam naman lahat yan. Willing naman to do it. Basta obviously now, dadaling ko yung asawa ko.
Ah, okay. Kumbaga, the doors are open. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And you're open to any possibilities, whatever opportunities may come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kasi that's what the opportunity is eh. Hindi siya nakaplano. Wala siya sa plano mo. Talagang it'll really like disrupt your life. Parang, but I have all these plans. What do I do? So, i-weigh mo na lang talaga and how you can work it out.
Meron ka bang favorite place na parang may routine ka na pagpunta mo doon, this is where I'll stay, dito ako kakain, I meet up with these friends, kailangan pupunta ako sa ganito, bibili ako ng ganyan.
It's usually in and out. You fly in, you do the show, you fly out. Pero if there's one place in Indonesia, it's really Bali. Yun ang gusto ko laging binabalik-balikan.
Ah, syempre with the scenery. I mean, beach siya, ganyan. Very romantic vibe.
Have you been?
No, I haven't. Actually, alam mo, there was this one time my friends and I were planning, gusto namin. Tapos biglang nagka-earthquake. So natakot kaming lahat. Sabi namin, sige, i-rebook na lang natin. O so yun, nakailang taon na, hindi pa namin natutuloy.
Well, it's an easy flight, right? It's a direct flight from Manila to Bali. It's just, midnight usually.
Mm-hmm.
So pagdating mo do umaga na. Pero it's beautiful. It's not just beaches, pero 2 hours away, meron din silang mountainside. Na meron parang, they have their own farms. Mm-hmm. And then the food is international because Bali is near Australia. So lots of culinary experts are there as well. Coffee is amazing if you're into coffee. So I highly recommend it also.
So ang ini-imagine ko, Christian, when you're in Indonesia, kapag naglalakad ka sa labas, parang dito na may, you know, hihinto sa'yo, tapos magpapapicture, magpapaselfie.
Hindi naman ganun. Kasi syempre, mas lumabas ako sa radyo, right? Wow, radyo.
Ah,
and
okay.
Ngayon sa streaming. So,
okay.
When they do find out my name, and then they realize. So like when I give my passport, parang, hey, you're Christian. When I give my credit card, parang, oh, it's you. So this time nga, next year, I want to do more there in Indonesia. Kasi like last week, we realized na parang we should do another push, you know? And so we are now collaborating like this, like with you. Podcasts, YouTube collaborations, TikTok collaborations. Ito na yan. This is the world we live in. If before I need 3 days to drive everywhere sa radio stations ng Pilipinas to promote, I now have to visit creators who are willing to collaborate and do some funny, either funny games or serious conversations, whatever they are into, right? So parang I'm also giving a lot of myself again.
It's so nice to see also that you're very willing to adapt to, you know, the new landscape. And speaking of, you know, the new landscape of things and, you know, how everything is really basically changing. What is it that you have in store for you now? Because you're talking about making a push in Indonesia. How about here sa local fans mo? Ano yung mga binabalak mo for them?
It's the same. I have to really focus more on digital content creation. I am so grateful for All Out Sundays and The Clash. But they are segmented into specific months or seasons. So what do I do in between? I'm going to create a new album or a new single. How do I promote it? Okay, I promote it in TV stations. But again, also collaborations with different creators. And to create also so that maybe they would want to collaborate with me with whatever I'm doing. The landscape made it easier to connect with different people, to spread whatever you want to promote. Pero at the same time, aralin mo rin obviously sino ba yung audience nitong creator na to. Bagay ba to sa song ko or sa content na ilalabas ko. Mas okay din kasi kung merong demographic na gusto mong i-hit agad, mas alam mo na, makuha mo agad din yung data agad. And ma-research mo ulit yung data agad. Sino ba yung audience ito? Audience 18 to 24 ba to? Mas focus ngayon ang promotions. Mas pinpointed, which I like.
Okay. And speaking of collaborations, is there any particular collaboration that you want to do or any particular person you want to work with?
Well, in Indonesia, I want to work with the young singers, definitely, na who are releasing beautiful ballads as well. Last year, Universal Records released singles of new bands or soloists singing my songs. Ben and Ben sang The Way You Look At Me. Morissette sang Color Everywhere. I Belong to the Suha sang Hands to Heaven. So parang sa next season naman, yun nga, parang to collaborate kung who's new or who might want to collaborate with me. Kasi dapat bagay din eh. Sa kanila at sa akin. And hindi mo rin talaga pwede masyadong ipilit eh. Kasi I can name some names. Pero you both have to feel if it's working, if the song is working, if the schedule will work also kasi you would want to promote it at the same time. So still many things to consider.
Grabe, Christian, pag sinabi mo na you want to work with the young singers, parang that's a bit jarring for me because in my mind, you're still a young singer.
Thank you, Bello.
Ay, kasi tingin mo naman itsura mo, yung itsura mo siguro nung pumunta ka ng Indonesia 20 years ago, ganyan pa rin ang itsura mo ngayon.
Okay. It's funny, kasi nga in some comment, may mga ganyan na nakakatuwa ba sa akin, parang, wow, is he a vampire? What's happening? I'll take it.
Hindi kasi even if, like, if you hadn't said 20 years, parang I would have guessed maybe siguro mga 10 years ka pa lang in the industry. Pero 20, matagal na yon ha? And wala talaga sa itsura. But do you still, I don't know, ako, when I see you, feeling ko parang, you know, you're still not that long in the industry, but do you also sometimes still get that feeling na parang it hasn't been that long? How did you start ba? I mean, because you obviously started in ABS-CBN, diba? Not with GMA7.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 20 years ago?
Singing contest, yeah.
20 years ago na talaga. Okay, singing contest. So before you joined the singing contest on ABS, were you already parang suki ng ibang mga contest? Or ano ba yung, were you like in the school choir or... What was Christian like before that?
He had no idea what to do with his life. Just wanted to play games, play sports. Pero I was in the choir. I was in the church choir. Hindi ako nag-singing contest kasi I knew na yung bosses ko hindi talaga pang diret, yung panlaban, ganyan. So, Star in a Million was my very first singing contest. Honestly, I was just there having fun, being in the moment. But hey, this is nice. Wow, look at all these stars. Tapos parang, it changed for me when, after my first, siguro, episode, tapos napanood ng family members ko here and or abroad. Parang, ang saya-saya nila. Parang, wow, I saw you on TV. Tapos parang ako, ah, showbiz pala yung mga pamilya ko. Hindi ko alam. Kasi, they liked what I'm doing. So parang, so that changed my focus. Kasi sa UP, ano ako eh, landscape architecture. So ngayon biglang, whoop, biglang, okay. Ito na yata yung gusto ko gawin.
Wait, so you were already, you were still studying. You were still enrolled in UP when you joined Star in a Million.
Graduate na.
Ah,
I finished
okay.
My college. So if you think about it, that's kind of late.
Kasi nga,
usually
no?
Careers start pag teenager kayo.
Uh-oh.
Mas malaki ang lifespan usually. Pero I started 20s. So talagang, it's really by God's grace na it's still happening up to now. And there's still so much to do.
So what pushed you to join Star in a Million? Or who pushed you to join Star in a Million?
Mm-hmm. Before, Carlo Orosa said, I think this might be a good idea. Kasi nag-theater ako after college, and then they discovered me sa theater, sa trumpets, and they said, why don't you try a singing contest? Ako naman, parang mumbling, sure, why not? Kasi if dati, or maybe even up to now, when you're doing theater, you really have to do things on the side, like go to VTRs, go to commercials, parang just to pay the bills. I thought it was just gonna be another VTR audition. I did not know na it will pull me completely to a different direction. So para, I was meeting bosses and big stars na para, ooh, I've never been in this world before. It's nice. Pero parang relax na chill lang. Tapos, oh, eto pala yung mangyayari. Tapos, oh, makeup, what's that? Diba? So, I have to wear suits? Why? Diba? So, ang daming mga discoveries din.
Nag-board ka pa ba ng architecture?
Hindi eh. I just graduated and went straight to theater. So it's always in my head to take the board. And my classmates always tell me to take the board and my professors. Pero ngayon, they just invite me to sing in their events. So let's see later on.
Pwede pa humabot. But why did you take up landscape architecture? Are you a family of architects? Or were you the first ever to take up this course?
Ako, first ever. Bakit nga ba? Okay, nung high school, parang mahilig ako sa parang technology subject or drafting. Tapos parang research ng konti. Oh, architects get a lot pala. Diba? Tapos I like drawing. And then, nung nag-apply na, oh, architecture has lots of math pala. I don't like that. What's next? Landscape architecture. Fewer math. Oh, dito tayo. So, yun ang kinuha ko. And
wow.
I do like parks and trees and the environment.
So meron ka palang ano, no? Ibang appreciation for, you know, parks and public open
nature,
spaces,
yeah.
Ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
So na-apply mo ba to like in your own home?
I stay in an apartment now, in a condo. So I have a little pot here. Pero maybe when we do have a house na doon. Doon ko na ikaw fully apply.
When you build your future home. Oo, mm-hmm. Ikaw na ang bahala sa lahat.
Dapat.
Ang galing naman.
So pwede ako sa garden, then my wife can
design the whole house. Siya na sa loob ng bahay.
Just give me the garden.
Oo.
And a small room for me. Okay na yun.
Ikaw lang ba, Christian, ang musically inclined sa family mo?
Are COVID-19 vaccines safe? What is climate change? Because information is crucial, we're giving you all the facts that you need.
Anong mga lugar sa Pilipinas ang COVID-free?
Introducing Me To Me, a weekly explainer series from GMA News and Public Affairs.
Here's what you need to know.
Here's what you need to know.
Here's what you need to know.
Watch Me To Know, available on GMA News Facebook page and our YouTube channel.
Ikaw lang ba, Christian, ang musically inclined sa family mo?
They all sing in the choir. ako lang yung nag-showbiz na mainstream. My mm-hmm. brother also sings, si Jordan. He sings in clubs and bars also. He's now managing talents, has a label. My other brother sings also, pero he's more of social media strategy, ganyan. My father, mother, nasa choir pa rin, sa church.
Pero may time na lahat kayo nasa choir?
Yeah, pag merong parang nagja-join yung mga choir. So halimbawa, nasa children's choir kami, tapos nasa senior choir yung mga parents namin, tapos merong mga specials that happen, like Christmas, ganyan. Kakaroon kami ng kantata, that's what they call it.
Eh, kanina, Christian, you also mentioned that you were, you know, into sports before you got into singing. Were you a varsity player?
I was. Table tennis, varsity for 4 years.
Wait, that was my favorite PE, table tennis.
Game, let's play. Do some content. One question per strike. Anyway, I did enjoy it. My dad taught me table tennis. My dad taught me a lot of sports. Tatlo kami magkakapatid, so he really had so much fun, like, playing sports with us. Ngayon, ano na, golf na.
Ah, wow!
Pag mga 40 up, medyo golf na mga nangyayon.
Grabe, 40 up, hindi ko ma-imagine. Okay, sorry, na-shock ako with your revelations.
It's all in Wikipedia.
Eh kasi para I don't always believe kasi minsan feeling ko ano yun eh plus or minus yung nasa Wikipedia.
Tama naman.
I would never have imagined na ikaw ay isang varsity table tennis player. Hanggang college ba yan?
Yeah, high school and college.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So hanggang ngayon do you have like a table at home or somewhere where you like to play?
Not at all. Kasi pakunti na ng pakunti ang table tennis players. Nag-post nga ako ng isang beses, "Help! I want to play ping pong. Sino pwede?" Parang konti na lang kasi marunong.
Ah.
And ngayon, ano na eh? Ano ba uso ngayon? Pickle, right? Pickleball,
yes.
Paddle, obviously tennis.
Mm-mm.
So don't worry. Dadating tayo dyan. I did see a small league on Facebook na parang nagpi-ping pong sila. So I might check that out one time.
How about your wife? Does she also play sports?
She plays golf with me now, si Kat. When she was in high school also, varsity siya ng tennis naman. That's how I introduced her to my family. The first time that she met my family. Tennis agad. And then din. So baliktad. Para ma-impress sila agad.
Tennis and then?
And then the dinner. Kasi diba usually parang, "Hi, this is my girlfriend. Hello." Right. So, hindi. Tennis agad. So, hey, it's cool. Impressed agad.
Di mo naman siya binilina na, oh, kailan sila manalo or kailan ikaw manalo, ganyan.
De, alam na niya yon. So, pinagbigyan niya yung dad ko that day. And then my dad found out, "Hey, you know how to play." Yeah.
Ay, ang galing. Uy, ang cute naman na that was the first introduction. That was how they first met. But did you guys meet through sports?
Kat and I met through an escape room. Are you familiar with an escape room?
Yeah, yung mga ano, yung may mga clues tapos you try and solve the mystery.
Yes, so we met there. Tapos parang invite ng random friends. Then I saw her, parang, "Wow, this girl is cute." Tapos biglang next is, "Wow, nasa-solve niyo yung mga mysteries. I will be her friend." Ayun na, and the rest is history.
And then there was no more escaping after that.
wala na. Hindi na natin pina-escape.
Ang cute naman. Matagal ba kayong nag-date before you got married?
A long time, yeah. Friends muna, and then official dating, and then got married.
Mm-hmm. And how is married life for you? Was it a big adjustment? Some people kasi they adapt to married life easily. Others, it takes a little bit longer.
I highly recommend marriage if you find the right one, right? Kasi you will be partners for life. Kaya bago kayo talaga magpakasal sa mga singles out there, talagang suriin yung inyong sarili at ang inyong partner rin before you make the decision. Pero yes, I love it because we bring out the best in each other and we challenge each other and we help each other. I'm really, really happy to have a wonderful partner in life.
Oh, I like how you said that, no? It's true. Kasi, di ba, syempre, when you're young and in love, parang you think it's all about the romance. But it's important to recognize the fact that you will be partners for life, di ba? So you have to bring out the best in each other.
Mm-hmm. Para din sa mga kabataan, love is a choice, not an emotion. Makikita niyo na rin yan in one of the memes. Basta lalabas yan. Just choose your algorithms wisely. So don't let the algorithm take control of your feed.
I like that. You know, that's perfect. Choose your algorithms wisely because that will really somehow influence the way you're thinking, diba? So it's important mm-hmm. to choose your algorithms wisely. Mm-hmm, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever written a song or do you have any song inspired by your wife?
I haven't written it yet, pero ang bridal march ng wife ko ng wedding namin is Eraserheads Ligaya. Now we slowed it down, cello lang saka gitara. It was really, really nice. I have yet to write a song completely for her. So I guess that's a good challenge.
If you write a song for her, will you ask her to collaborate with you? Diba your wife is, I mean, your wife is also in the music industry. She also works in the music industry, right?
She works in the industry. She is, and she's actually my co-manager now. So she works in the entertainment industry. It's called NYMA, N-Y-M-A. Co-managed ako with Stages, sina Carlo. And what they're doing now is really helping me navigate, again, the digital content creator space. Yung mga moves are supported by data and insights. So it's calculated, which is amazing. Kasi yun nga, para napapadali, hindi lang yung, let's do this. And maybe it'll work out. So she did sing once in her life sa wedding namin and she said she won't do it again. So we might just find collaborators or partners.
So I hope you have video of that and the recording for safekeeping.
It's in the vault. Lalabas siya after 40 years.
parang Taylor Swift from the vault.
From the vault talaga. Naka-time lapse.
Literal.
Siya.
Is it difficult to be working with your wife? I mean, parang do you have to have like a rule na, okay, work is separate, home is separate, so when we're at home, we don't talk about work? Or no need for anything like that?
There is a need for that, definitely. Siyempre sa work din natin, it's usually 24/7. Because things come up or opportunities come up, right? We just have to always like tell each other, okay, this is work. Work mode muna tayo. So parang, okay, artist muna ako ngayon. Or siya naman, okay, manager muna ako ngayon. And then that happens. Pero again, in the entertainment industry, it's not free-flowing. So parang we have to tell each other, okay, wait, wag muna ngayon. Let's just rest. Let's just be husband and wife first. Okay. Kahit na minsan there will be overlaps. Oh, but what about? Oh, wait. Not yet. So we tell each other that, both of us. Kasi we also need breaks.
Oo nga. Oh, that's nice. At least parang there's an understanding between the two of you na, you know, we have to know when to separate work from home life.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been married?
5 years? 5, 6, 7 years? One of those three. Mamaya papagalitan ako nun. Papagalitan niya ako any moment now.
Oh, basta, so, i-generic mo na, less than 10. Mm. Basta wala pang 10 years.
Five years.
Around 5 years. I noticed nga you're wearing your ring. Alam mo, it's so nice when guys wear the ring. Kasi sometimes, di ba yung ibang lalaki, hindi nila sinusuot yung wedding ring nila.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't know. Baka hindi uso sa kanila. Ako, everyday, I check with my husband, suot mo ba yung ring mo?
Ayun. Ang alam ko lang, some married couples, especially those into fitness, they have parang rubber rings that they wear sa gym para pag grip mo hindi masakit kasi masakit nga minsan. Pero yeah, most of the time I really wear my ring.
Sweet naman. That's why I asked, how long have you guys been married? Because parang when you talk about your relationship, it sounds like you've been together for a long time because parang napaka-matured. But then when I look at you guys as a couple, when I see your pictures, mukha kayong newlyweds.
We try.
do you guys have like, you know, date nights, like rules na, oh, we have to have a date night, ganyan?
Definitely, we have to have a date night. Pero yun din, parang free flow, parang kung alam namin na masyado ng, we get overwhelmed with work, parang we force each other, yeah, we need to go on a date. Or we need to do something. Hindi pwedeng puro trabaho. So, meron din naman kaming.
That's nice. You know, syempre, I'm sure all your fans, when they listen to your music, they imagine that you're like a super romantic person in real life. Is that true? Is that correct?
Am I a super romantic? I'm not necessarily a super romantic person, pero when I know I have to be, ayun na talagang, bells and whistles. Doon na lalabas lahat. But I learned a lot through the songs that I sing or the people that I meet. Some say kasi parang I'm too balanced sometimes, which could be parang not necessarily good kasi I know I have to choose sides from time to time. Pero my wife brings it out na talagang love talaga, again, in any situation, good or bad, comes out and parang brings it all together. We are conscious of that, our love for each other through good and bad. And that helps us go through the motions.
So wait, so nung naniligaw ka ba, nanghaharana ka? Di ba, use your assets, di ba?
Actually, nung niligaw ko siya, hindi niya alam na singer pala ako kasi nag-aral siya sa Amerika.
So okay.
Parang, ang sabi nga sa mga friends niya, I'm dating this guy, parang indie singer yata. His name's
indie.
Christian. So, bago yata siya. So, parang, and then sabi ng friends niya, girl, Google him, please. So, pero before that, hindi ko rin sinasabi na, hey, I'm a singer, ganyan. I was just being normal, being a normal guy. And then when she found out, parang, ah, okay, ganito ka pala. Kasi parang nagtataka siya, ba't lagi tayo nagde-date sa mga walang tao? Na parang tinatago mo. I did not sing to her per se, pero when we're driving, sometimes I would sing pag when the radio's on or pag nagpapa-cute, ganyan. Pero when the moment comes up.
Okay, you said kanina you can be romantic when you have to be. When do you have to be romantic?
Diba, when we're so stressed and overworked, we don't think about romance at all. We're just thinking about the work. Or parang we're thinking about sobrang pagod na tayo because of the work or whatever it is. So parang, and then when I realize, okay, time to spruce things up. So I just become silly and foolish. And do some silly things just to lighten up the mood. And she does it as well. So I think we also have to be conscious nga. Kasi, again, the work, whatever it is, can just overwhelm. So parang, it feels like yun lang ang importante or kailangan matapos to. Pero kailangan ba talaga matapos to ngayon? Baka naman bukas. Compartmentalize lang yung schedules. Pero obviously, kapag meron kailangan tapusin na super deadline because the world will end, then fine, please, just take all the time you need and we'll see you in the morning. Pero kung alam naman namin na, ay na, pwede pa ito ipagliban ng isang araw. O sige, let's do something today.
Ay, asaya naman.
Adjust lang.
Oo, grabe. Alam mo, Christian, from this conversation that we're having, so we get love advice from you. Okay. And then I'm learning that there's so many other facets to you. Like, the fact that you're also an athlete, you're both a singer and an athlete. Kasi diba sometimes, it's either you're artistic or you're sporty. Pero ikaw, you're a combination of both.
Wow.
And growing up, it was like that, diba? And then plus the fact na you took up landscape architecture.
Parang really
it blows
something.
My mind. Oh, ang galing, ha? So, parang there's so many different facets to you. What else do we not know about Christian Bautista? I mean, like, when you're at home, what do you like to do? Do you just, like, baka naman
well,
nagluluto
cook
ka? Or
at all. So
you cannot?
I cannot at all. So, but I eat very well. Pero my wife cooks. She's amazing. She's an amazing cook.
Baka naman ikaw yung naglalaba kasi siya yung nagluluto.
Hugas ng plato. Ako yung hugas ng plato.
Okay.
I enjoy that, actually. Parang nadidistress ako pag naghugas ako ng plato. I put my cell phone, I stick it there, I watch a show, and then I watch the plates. Sometimes we have helpers, pero sometimes naman, ako naman, when our helpers are off, that's my task. That's my task for the day. Ano ba yung mga task ko?
May system ka? May system ka sa paghugas?
Meron yata. Okay, so basahin mo na lahat, put it on the side, and then soap it, and then basahin ulit, and then put it on the, yan. Mas tipid pa rin yun kesa sa the American dishwashers. Parang, wala pa dito eh. Wala pa dito yun sa, masyado sa Philippines. And it doesn't get it all, you know, if American dishwashers. Hindi makuha lahat. So mas gusto pa rin namin na manual.
So ikaw yung tipong pagkatapos mong hugasan, gaganunin mo pa yung parang you swipe your finger across the dish to check na walang natirang mantika or anything like that.
I would like to lie to say yes, pero no. Nilalagay ko lang first.
Okay, bahala na sa susunod na gamit ko
meron
pa.
Kasi minsan parang, oh, you missed this. I get that a lot. You missed this. Bakit oily pa to? Kasi luma na yun. Then I come up with excuses. Hindi, luma na kasi ito eh. So, and then I just have to buy a new.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. Now we know what relaxes Christian Bautista. So meron kayong clear division of chores. How about like, do you like going out or are you somebody who prefers to stay at home?
Well, I'm an introvert, pero I do have my limits. I need to go out and see the world. Not necessarily to be in a party, pero I prefer cafes or coffee, drinking, quiet conversations. I like golf kasi parang nasa nature ta, or I go see my family sa Imus. Walks. I like walks. Walking around. Mm-hmm. Seeing what the people are doing.
Ah, people watching. That's the best, no? Upo ka lang, tas manood ka ng mga tao.
Judging them, you know. Ano ba yan? Joke lang.
Wow, okay, so she keep it to yourself.
Joke lang.
Nako, Christian. I had so much fun learning all these things about you.
Oh, me too. Thank you.
Before we let you go, Christian, our team prepared a short game, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Wait, let me go through the mechanics, ha? Let's take a look at what the game is. Ah, okay. Oh, it's called Talent Search, Nax, in
okay.
True Christian Bautista fashion.
Talent Search. Okay. Let's do it.
Because alam na natin na ang talent ni Christian ay singing and acting. Aba, ano pa ang natatago niyang talent? Let's search for it. Ah, yun pala mm-hmm. yung talent search doon.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
Sasagutin mo lang kami. And then, pwede kang mag-demo kasi we are now also on Spotify.
Demo?
Video.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Pwede.
I'm wired but I'll do my best. Sige.
Okay, ano ang hidden talent ni Christian pagdating sa dancing?
I do the first step very well. Just It's on my TikTok feed. So parang sa TikTok, right? Oh man, everyone's dancing and I can't. Why don't I just do the first step? So parang binibiting ko lahat at inis na inis yung mga followers ko sa akin. Parang, why just the first step? Is there gonna be a second step? No second step. Just
okay,
the first step.
So that's the trick, hanggang first lang. Tsaka, di ba, parang when you're doing a ballad, okay na yung one step, tapos you just...
Oh, siguro maybe two, like left and the right.
Pero back and then forward. Oh, para apat
sige,
na yun.
Four steps.
Okay. Nako, ito, nasagot mo na kanina. Anong iyong hidden talent sa kusina? Oh, alam
yeah.
na natin.
Dishwashing.
Ugas. Madali lang yan. How about ang iyong hidden talent pagdating sa kalsada or sa driving?
Ah, okay. Ang bagal ko mag-drive ngayon. Napakabagal. Kung sa college, medyo kaskasero ngayon, parang napakabagal.
Pang-ballad.
Parang slow ballad. Parang, pero hindi naman ano, below the limit. Parang yung sakto lang. Magalit kayo lahat sa akin. Sige, mauna na kayo. So, basta gusto ko lang yung relaxed driving. Kasi pag binilisan ko pa, tapos may manggigit-git pa, parang stress lang. So that's why I always leave hours before and I always have leeway like all the time. So maybe 80% of the time I'm always on time. I'm not saying 100. And I think that's a big number. Kasi gusto ko I'm there before the call time. So medyo parang ready ako. So kahit sa all out Sundays, if they say 8, I'm there mga quarter to 8.
Ah.
Medyo nasanay na rin ako doon because of 6 a.m. varsity training, I don't know, or maybe the theater training, then you have to be on time. So, I do my best to be on time. So, kahit sa driving.
Very chill. Actually, I get that vibe nga from you. Eh. Very chill, di ba? Relax lang. Let's be chill. Oo, no need to stress. Okay. Wait, ang aga naman ng varsity training, 6 a.m. for table tennis.
Yeah, wala akong buhay talaga masyado. I mean, not no extra, no other extracurricular besides training in the morning and drawing architecture plates at night. Kasi hindi pa computer-aided design nung time na yun. Ano pa kami? Sign pens and drawing tubes.
Okay, next. Ano hidden talent mo sa shopping?
Hidden talent sa shopping? I know exactly what I'm gonna buy. I know the aisle. I know where it is. So I'm very, very fast. Siguro ang mga extra na lang is like maybe a chocolate here. Pero talagang, this, pak, hindi yung parang, la, what do I feel like buying today? What vegetable do I feel? Wala naman yun. Basta alam ko na yung bibiling ko.
Very efficient shopper ka pala. So hindi ka pupunta ng grocery na walang listahan.
Wala, dapat.
Okay. How about hidden talent sa gawaing bahay? Aside from washing dishes, meron ka ba ibang ginagawa sa bahay?
Gawaing bahay. Well, I like to fix things or parang I like to repair things. Like one time, we have a gray towel tapos nabuhusan ko ng bleach. So, hindi na siya gray, di ba? So, medyo parang whitish pink na. Pinost ko to sa TikTok. So, what I did, naghanap ako ng garment coloring, parang coloring for garments. Then I mixed up the colors, the gray, and then I painted. I painted it. Then parang wow, like new. So wow. I like pag may sira, I like to repair things. I like to work with my hands.
So hindi basta tinatapon. Teka, doon sa towel nagagamit mo pa hanggang ngayon?
Yeah, matigas lang kasi because it's now paint. Ang sa kamay na lang.
Oh, sa kamay na lang. Oo. Tapos eventually magiging ano na, floor towel na siya, floor
yeah.
mat.
Or sa kotse.
Oo, sa kotse. How about hidden talent sa handling a crowd?
Handling a crowd. Madali lang obviously pagpasok mo doon tapos lahat sila excited. Like, yeah. So that's fun. That's great kasi they're giving off energy and it's easier to perform. Ang mahirap if it's a quiet crowd. So either pag hindi ka kilala or pagod na sila or parang gusto nila umuwi kasi 12 o'clock ka nilabas, andun pa sila ng 6 o'clock. So what I do is I go down immediately. Go as near as possible and then find people na who would want to still connect or I see like a glimmer of excitement. Mm-hmm. I can't please everyone but I can please someone na talagang who might really really want some inspiration for that night. Ang mahirap right yung kakanta ka or magsasalita ka over dinner, gutom na lahat ng tao, kumakain sila, parang bakit sila titingin sa host or sa singer? Eh, andyan na yung main, andyan na yung steak, gumating na. So I don't mind. I tell them, please, just enjoy your food, enjoy your drink, just let me be the background music. Pag may tumitingin naman, okay then I sing to that person.
Ah.
Kasi meron mga iba na singer na ayaw talaga
na kumakain. Yung,
hindi sila pinapansin. May mga ganun.
Oh.
So sa next podcast na lang natin. Pero
Oh, nga no. I never thought about it. Okay, nako next time na nasa wedding ako pag lumabas yung singer, talagang tututukan ko yung singer.
But it depends, right? So, some singers are okay with it, some are not. Pero it depende rin, parang tagal na ng araw, pwede ba kumain muna ako ng konti? Oh, yeah.
Oo nga, no? Okay, I'll keep that in mind. How about ang iyong hidden talent sa pagbibigay ng advice sa kaibigan?
Before, nung bata ako, basta I just not think and very tactless and I just say it, parang, this is what you need in life. So sometimes they hate me for it. So ngayon, tinatanong ko muna, do you wanna talk? No? Okay, we don't have to talk. Do you want advice? No? Okay, no. Pero pag nag-yes, here's what I think. Tapos I say something, are you still comfortable? Do I continue? Okay, then I continue. Is it too hard? Tama na ba? So lagi kong chine-check kung okay pa sila or not. Are you okay talking about this or not? So chine-check ko lagi. Kasi kung ayaw na, okay, hindi tigil na ako. Kasi I only speak when I'm given permission.
That's nice kasi ayaw mo naman, di ba? Parang only if asked, di ba?
Only if asked.
Oo. All right, last. Anong iyong hidden talent sa pagpapatawa?
I guess I really like comedy and I watch a lot of stand-up comedy. Pero I'm usually deadpan when I say a joke or minsan poop, nagiging daddy or tito jokes yung mga lumalabas and I just hope they figure it out kasi hindi ko na siya ulitin. Pero I really, really like comedy. Parang I'm discovering there are a bunch of great stand-up comedians now sa Facebook, sa Instagram as well. And they're doing concert halls as well or even bar shows. Parang kami ni Kat, parang we wanna go to one real soon.
Oh, mga local yan.
Yeah.
Christian, thank you so much again for joining us today, taking time out to be with us. But before we really do let you go, can you just like maybe impart your message or your words of wisdom to all your fans who have, you know, been with you from the start of your career until now? Is there anything you want to say to them? And also tell us where we can find you on social media, where we can catch you.
To all the fans and supporters, thank you sa pagsama sa journey na ito. It's been 20 years. I'd love to do more. Ang goal natin is parang Jose Marichan level, right? Parang forever. Pero thanks for always being with me and I love you. For those of you who are new to the show, hi, I'm Christian Bautista. I am a singer. And please catch me on All Out Sundays or soon sa The Clash in GMA. Now as a judge, before as a contestant. Sa social media, it's Xchan Bautista. on Twitter and Instagram. Kasi hindi kasi yung Christian Bautista doon, kaya naging Action Bautista. On Facebook, it's Christian Bautista. On YouTube and TikTok as well. Siguro my message for this year, be kind, pero don't let people take advantage of you and your kindness. And always be willing to lend a helping hand as well, because we need a lot of that right now, especially during this time.
Thank you so much, Christian. Thank you.
Until next time.
Until next time. Thank you, Christian.
Thank you. Have a good one.
This surprise was planned by the team of Alan Ebora and Aubrey De Los Reyes, edited by Shirley Paghiligan, with the amazing people Jimmy Integrated News. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Till the next surprise.